Show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch Hour 3 of the show tonight, Mark. We always get more calls in the last part of the show. Do you notice that?
Yeah, it tends to build up. I've said so many things at that point that are just beyond the pale that people have to just call in.
Yes, they feel the need to weigh in. So anyway, want to let you know about... Never mind. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Sophie on the line in Great Britain. Wants to talk about transsexualism. And Sophie, are you with us?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sophie. Nice to hear from you.
Right. You've had a few calls in the last few weeks giving some misinformation on transsexualism. I remember there was a guy from Maine. I think his name was John. Might have been about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Saying that it can be corrected by when someone believes they're born into the wrong body, it can be recorrected by hormone therapy.
Yeah, didn't they try that back in like the 50s and stuff?
Yes, they did. They also tried shock therapy.
Yeah, that works.
There was a lot of abuse of LGBT, not just transgender, but also gay people. They were like given chemicals, giving drugs that would basically lobotomize them. You know.
Yeah, they tried giving male hormones to men who felt that they were really women, mm-hmm. And it just didn't work because when you're a transsexual, you're a person born with the brain of one gender but have the body of the other, and basically you just have to recorrect your body, and it's the only way you can you can sort it out, basically.
Yeah, you know, and the way I've thought about this, because this has been something that's been difficult for me to accept. I mean, I get uncomfortable with the ideas, and I'm not going to say I don't. But people are born with all kinds of hormone issues or chromosomal issues. How am I to say that it's not possible for a man to be born in a woman's body or a woman to be born in a man's body or, you know, whatever? This is sort of an easy explanation as to what's happened. It's not my place to say.
Yeah, I also say that unfortunately there are some people who take the piss with the whole diagnosis of gender dysphoria. You will have men who will walk around saying, "Oh, actually, I've got the brain of a female and I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body."
Yeah, actually, that's what I thought the caller was saying, but it sounded like he really was transgendered. Or she?
He might be so.
That's kind of something somebody has to claim for themselves, right?
Well, you see, the thing is, if you have gender dysphoria to the extent I have it, or you know, just about every other transsexual who goes through the whole process, you will want to display some form of femininity. There's an overwhelming compulsion to do so. Whether it's to have long hair or wear a skirt or something, mm-hmm. that would be the sort of the first sign, and then it goes from there.
But aren't there, Sophie? Aren't there straight men who identify as men who just simply enjoy dressing in women's clothing sometimes?
Yeah, transvestites. Those okay. are people who dress up as women for sexual gratification. However, mm-hmm. I was about to say, transsexualism really doesn't actually have anything to do with sexual orientation. I know this sounds confusing, but your sexuality doesn't change. It's only it's your gender. I've always been bisexual, whatever. So,
right, no matter. So who you are and who you're attracted to are two different axes or spectrums, right? That's what you're saying.
That's exactly right. I would say a lot of people do get back to your point about transvestites. A lot of people do get transvestites confused with transsexuals. However, I would always point out that transvestites tend to dress up in sort of fetish outfits. They're always trying to look like some stereotype of a woman. But basically, it's been said that transvestites are men who dress up as the women of their fantasies, or try to. Whereas a transsexual just wants to look like any other woman. You know, I personally don't dress, you know, in anything too outlandish.
Okay. Yeah. So is that all you heard on Fruit Talk Live, that you wanted to sort of correct these misconceptions, or were there other things that people had brought up?
No, I just thought that it was important that I've been meaning to for a few weeks, but because of the time difference and me being up at whatever time, I haven't been able to phone in.
I guess it must be real early in the morning for you, huh?
No, not quite.
It's just past 2 a.m. here.
Wow. Oh,
well, I guess if you call that early in the morning, I would call that late at night, but yes.
Well, Sophie, I appreciate your perspective, and thanks so much for calling in tonight. It's good to have somebody who knows more of what they're talking about. So, speaking of Europe, Mark, you had an article about Amsterdam or the Netherlands banning tourism for pot smoking, right?
Right. I mean, you know, so many people have, you know, it's relatively common to go to the Netherlands for the purposes of drug tourism. I mean, you know, people do this.
Yes.
And an important story here from bbc.co.uk. This came out the 27th, so it's 2 days old. A judge in the Netherlands has upheld a new law to ban foreign tourists from entering cannabis cafes. While soft drugs are tolerated, there's a growing concern at tourists visiting for drugs and foreign dealers selling illegally at home. So I guess people buying there and then taking it back to, you know, driving across the border to Germany or Belgium.
But wait a minute, Mark. The government security agents always catch them, all the customs and border people. You mean to tell me that drugs get through the borders?
You mean to tell me that if this is happening, that the locals won't be buying things for tourists and that kind of thing? What's the point? They just can't sit in the cafe and smoke the marijuana now. They have to have it brought out to them. I mean, it's just going to do what we did in high school when we wanted alcohol. We gave some money to somebody who was willing to buy it, and they went in and bought it and came back out, and they charged us some money to do it.
And why is this particular law different than other laws? Like, there are a lot of countries that you can go to. No matter where you live, there's a lot of places you can go in the world elsewhere than your home place. And they have different laws than your home country.
Mm-hmm.
And so why are none of those other laws subject to so much scrutiny? And, well, I guess we would have to ban prostitution for the Secret Service guys who went to Cartagena where it was legal, right? And and ban everything else that's illegal in the person's home country. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
They kind of did this with the, I've heard of this organization, NAMBLA, and I wonder whether it's just a troll, just a joke. But, you know, let's say that NAMBLA is true.
NAMBLA being the North American
Man-Boy
Love Association.
Right. Setting up tours to Southeast Asia, Thailand specifically, in order for people to be able to go and have sex with very young, male prostitutes there.
Yeah.
Men to go have sex with very young male prostitutes there. And, you know, it's very distasteful. And the idea is that the government will arrest people that go do that when they come back if they find out that that's what they're doing or something like that. So that's the first time. And I suspect that there was no small amount of pressure put on from the international community on Netherlands, because Netherlands saw a drop in the
usage rates,
especially among young people, of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. And Portugal, too. They have decriminalization of, like, basically small amounts of most drugs.
It's true.
And they've seen a huge decrease in the use rates, especially among young people.
So they've learned some lessons in those particular areas regarding drug prohibition. And to have them sort of reverse that, I imagine there's no small amount of pressure that was put on them in order to have that happen.
Yeah, I suspect you're right.
I don't know. When I think about it, sort of, you know, what are the benefits to the Netherlands in having drug tourism? I suppose, you know, tourists coming. What is there to see in Netherlands? Rembrandts, dikes, and tulips, what are the windmills? I guess that's what there is to see in the Netherlands if it's not for marijuana. But
bulbs.
Tulip bulbs?
Yeah. Tulips? Yeah, right. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you been on a drug tourism trip or sex tourism trip? Let us know. I'd love to hear your experiences. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And you can call us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The show is progressing, so if you want to get your calls in, you better do it quick. We've been talking about pot tourism, essentially, right, Mark?
That's right. Over in Amsterdam, lots of people would... Netherlands, Amsterdam's in the Netherlands, would go over there for the purpose of marijuana tourism. And I guess that they were probably getting, I'm guessing they got some international pressure, but, you know, they were probably perhaps some undesirable effects of marijuana tourism on their economy, and they wanted to stop that, and so they passed a law, and apparently one of their high court judges has upheld that law, saying that it is constitutional or whatever.
So how are they going to enforce it? Do they have to look at somebody's passport before they
They're just going to tell the vendors, the same way they enforce the 21 or over rule on alcohol in the United States. They're going to say it's illegal to serve alcohol to anybody under the age of 21. They're going to say it's illegal to serve marijuana to somebody who can't prove their citizenship as an Amsterdamian or Netherlandian.
Netherlandian.
whatever it might be. So they go on here. Soft drugs are tolerated, and there's a growing concern at tourists visiting for just drugs and foreign dealers selling illegally back at home. The ban is due to start in three southern provinces next month and go nationwide by the end of the year. A group of cafe owners argued at The Hague District Court that the ban was discriminatory against foreigners. Under the new law, Dutch residents will still be allowed into the cafes as long as they have valid identification or possibly hold a new weed pass, which is also being debated.
Oh, God. So, wait a minute. I'm confused about something. The Hague is in the Netherlands, right?
Right.
And The Hague has an international court. Was this ruling in the international court?
No, this was a district court.
Okay.
There. You know, it's a capital city, and they do stuff there like that.
Gotcha.
So there are about 700 coffee shops, as they're called, in the Netherlands. The cultivation and sale of soft drugs through them is decriminalized. Although not legal, police generally tolerate possession of up to 5 grams of cannabis, which is a small amount. I mean, it's not that big.
Yeah, not that much.
Not that much. So people buy that in small quantities. It's like buying your groceries for one day.
What does a joint have, like half a gram or something?
Half a gram to a gram,
okay.
I would say. A lawyer for the coffee shop owners said he would immediately lodge an appeal. Michael Velling, a spokesman for the Dutch Cannabis Retailers Association, is among those challenging the government plan. It's going to cost me 90% of my turnover. I know turnover is, but it sounds like a lot of business.
Wow.
He told the BBC World Service, that's a very good reason for anyone to oppose any plan. Second, it puts our customers in a very difficult spot, because why do you have to register to buy a substance that's still illegal?
This is
the problems with decriminalization. If you just tell people that marijuana was as legal as tomatoes, there wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
People would use it the same way they use alcohol to alter their substances.
Except that it's so much
to alter their
consciousness.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a difference. Alcohol is so much more dangerous. I mean, its association with violence, the effects on driving.
Absolutely. Far more people die every year from consumption of alcohol. Nobody dies from consumption of cannabis.
Right.
Certainly, somebody's gotten stoned and done something stupid. There's no doubt about it. But as far as consuming alcohol,
lots of people have gotten drunk and done something stupid.
100 to 1, 1,000 to 1.
Yeah,
I mean, I would guess even higher numbers than that.
Yeah, I would too.
Everybody's got themselves a dangerous alcohol story. Not so many dangerous marijuana stories, and it's. You know, why they want to do it, I don't quite understand, but it's not particularly, they don't go over it that much in here. The BBC's Anna Holigan, it's going to be an unpopular name in like high school, you get
they're going to make fun of you for something.
Well, I mean, the teacher's going to pick you out. She's a hooligan. The Hague says that the nationwide ban is being strongly opposed by, she's going to be, what do they call it, stereotyped. Whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
Because around a third of the city's tourists visit to smoke cannabis in the cafes, a third of their tourists come just to smoke pot. If the cafe shop owners lose their case, they say they'll take it to the European Court of Human Rights on the grounds that the Dutch should not be allowed to discriminate against people on the basis of where they live. The moves are part of a tougher approach to drugs induced by the coalition conservative-led government elected 18 months ago. In October, strong cannabis was reclassified as a hard drug amid concerns that it had a psychotic effect on some users. And
I think that might be real. I mean, I've heard of it before, cannabis-induced psychosis, but there's also psychosis induced by other drugs, too. Any
Much
prescription drug, you know, people get hydrocortisone or cortisone injections for, like, poison ivy and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they can get psychotic from that.
Right, and they have a drug to bring you back down if that happens, but LSD will do that.
They can sedate you, I don't know, but bring you back down.
They have antipsychotic drugs.
Yeah, they do, but yeah, I don't know, I don't have too much experience with that, but...
Sure, you're the medical individual here.
Well, but psychosis has a specific
PhD
definition. Yeah, psychosis has a specific definition, right? And sometimes when people use that word, they don't understand what it means, or they're not referring to the same thing as, like, the doctors are.
Sure.
And so psychosis, I guess, I don't know, I'll look up the definition, but it's basically a brief state of crazy.
So in November, the city of Merchtek, don't quote me, brought in a coffee shop ban for foreign tourists, except... for those from Belgium and Germany, where the majority of foreign customers come. And this is kind of interesting. I mean, you live across the border. Hey, let's spend the weekend smoking pot over in Amsterdam. It must really bring questions. So suppose in the United States it was legal in some particular place, let's call it Vegas, to smoke marijuana, or Nevada, just like prostitution is. Suppose you went there, smoked marijuana over the weekend, and then came back to operate your heavy equipment or whatever.
Sure.
And it's a drug-free workplace or whatever.
Yeah.
Most people that smoke, I mean, you're not going to be stoned 12 hours later. So you get home, everything's fine, you go to work, and then they catch you on the drug test. I bet that causes a lot of problems.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I surely they're doing some kind of drug testing over in Belgium and in Germany. And
yeah,
probably
and that is kind of more what it's like, because I think in Europe people can travel more easily between countries, almost like...
States.
Like states here, yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, the place where it was freest to smoke marijuana in the world appears to be somewhat less free to smoke marijuana.
Freedom is dying.
I think it's going to be very tough on a lot of businesses that are set up there, these conservatives that love to see the marketplace, small government and the marketplace react in the way that it should to whatever incentives it should. Apparently don't believe it when it comes to this particular plant.
But drugs are bad. Okay?
I don't even like to call marijuana a drug. I mean, it just doesn't make...
It's an herb, maybe.
It's an herb. I mean, it's a plant.
I mean, if it's a drug, then so is the dandelion tea that I drink, you know, that has certain effects on my body.
Sure.
You know, and so is the caffeine that I consume.
There's a drug, you could call it a drug if you want to call THC a drug, but there are actually other drugs inside marijuana that sort of make the whole high.
I mean, a drug is anything that alters your physiology in any way, so that's a very broad definition. But I think when people hear the word drug, they think sinister, you know, like DARE class, the things that they told you to avoid. But, yeah, I mean, garlic could be considered a drug, right? Anything. Tomatoes. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Tell us what drugs you like. It's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More coming up.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 978-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, please go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want another way to help out the show. We had mentioned shop.freetalklive.com a little earlier, but AMP is a little bit more direct way to contribute to Free Talk Live, help the show grow, help us get on more radio stations, and expand our reach. And you can do that by sending Free Talk Live basically the cost of a cup of coffee every month. Find out more at amp.freetalklive.com.
There's lots of bennies for doing it, too.
Yeah, you get access to the AMP phone lines and the AMP, isn't there a section of the BBS or something like
that's
that?
That's correct.
And other stuff, too. The commercial-free archives are a big one.
That's
really
a big
nice,
one.
Yeah, really nice not to have
number
that.
One reason why people AMP. Number one reason why people that AMP, not because they just want to help AMP.
Yeah, I believe it.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. And no fees, too. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash. Visit bitinstant.com. It's bitinstant.com.
All right. Thank you, Mark. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this article. This is really interesting to me. I'm always fascinated by the science stuff, and when it involves monkeys, it's even better.
Why is that?
Because monkeys are like humans, right?
They are a lot like humans in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and this article has something about that. It's about power and addiction to power, if you will.
And
I'd like to know more.
Yeah, this is a great article from BBC about addiction to power. But, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, obviously a guy who's gets a lot of interviews and is used to being interviewed in ways that other governors wouldn't have been used to it. He said he was addicted to the power of the governor's office. And I bet it's true.
Oh, wow. When did he say that?
When he got out of office.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. You know, he wasn't going to admit it while he was in
there. Not while you're in there. No, yeah. Absolutely not. Actually, this is from the Telegraph, excuse me, not BBC. That's where the other article had been from. But I mean, come on. You don't think that the power's addictive? Absolutely, it's addictive.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I mean,
although I have to make a devil's advocate point here, anything can be addictive. You know, food can be addictive, drugs, alcohol, pot, you know, that we talked about in the last segment, sex. Well, I don't know about sex, but maybe porn. You know, people can get addicted to porn.
People claim that they have addictions to sex. So, you know, I wouldn't propose to be the one to tell them otherwise.
It's a big controversy or discussion about that, because like there's the idea that you don't want to shame somebody who just really likes sex, right? But if they're addicted, I think that what defines that is like they feel compelled, but they don't get any pleasure out of it. You know, it's totally different than a normal person or a person who's not addicted having sex.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, but a lot of things can become addictive, you know, and I think that there might be evidence that people who are addicted to things are seeking just that reward center in the brain, that rush of dopamine, essentially maybe to medicate themselves, you know, if they're feeling bad for some other reason, if they have unprocessed trauma in their past or...
But what it takes with the winner-take-all kind of system that we have, I think that it incentivizes the kind of people that would be the least desirable in the positions, to be in the positions.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
And this is why I've supported sort of Ron Paul. I've never found this guy to be the kind of guy that would be addicted to the power. And I think that's why a lot of people got excited about him.
Well... I don't know. He's almost 80 years old, and he's still running for president.
Because a lot of people want him to.
Do you think he gets a rush out of it? Do you think he gets pleasure out of, you know, going on the campaign trail, spreading the word?
Maybe.
Getting attention, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, he certainly gets a lot of attention. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's basically a rock star at what he does. But I think if he does it for, addictive purposes, he does it in entirely sort of a different area. He's doing it because he likes the adulation of people that, want him to do the right thing or whatever.
He sure does seem a lot different and maybe more humble, I guess you could say, than other politicians. But some of them, it's blatant. You know, like, they love the attention. They love the praise that they get. They love the, Senator so-and-so, everything about it. And, you know, not to mention the amount of presidents who have, you know, been caught kind of screwing around in the Oval Office, right? I'm sure that's one of their benefits, too. The power is
sure.
The most powerful aphrodisiac, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure that there are some presidents that know to keep it in their pants, but I think others, you know, that they take advantage of the opportunity.
I think they can never get caught, you know, most
some.
Of them.
I don't know.
Not just with sex things, with other things, too. Like
other things, sure. I mean,
money,
I think they all have their way of, getting theirs out of the scenario.
Yes.
You know, what you were saying about politicians loving the attention, it reminded me of a situation with Joe Biden. I was at a convention for talk radio show hosts, so read 90% Republicans.
Yeah.
and the Air America had sponsored the lunch. And so we got our food on Air America. And Rachel Maddow, who was then an Air American host, was doing an interview with Joe Biden, and these were just softball questions being pitched to him on the stage in this kind of seated, relaxed kind of interview thing. As we all ate our food, we watched the politician get interviewed by the Democrat talk show host.
Yeah.
And as he was ending the conversation, she gives him the last softball question. He's winding it up. He knows what he's going to say. He is raising his voice and then begins to stand. And at the very end of what he's saying, he raises his arms above his head and waits for the applause in this room where no one applauds. And it didn't seem to matter to him at all. I mean, there was a smattering of applause from, you know, the Air America people that had sponsored the event. But, I mean, you know, the most of us, I'm not going to applaud for any politician at all. And, you know, these Republicans weren't going to, applaud for this Democrat. So, I mean, it was just nothing. It was crickets chirping.
Oh, wow.
It was
That's
really funny.
Interesting. And he didn't seem to care at all, right?
It didn't seem to affect him at all, like his face was stone on this one. And he was grabbing people's hands and shaking them while they were going out of the room, and people were making all kinds of comments to him. It was hilarious. I kind of liked the guy just because he, you know, was shaking the hands at the door, and I guess I've touched the vice president or whatever. I don't know. But it's just kind of funny. It's, you know, how politicians can be. Let me read the article here. I've been yammering
on. Well, one more comment, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've noticed this, too, about, like, people in academia. A lot of them they love the fame, you know? They want to be recognized for their work. You know, they love it when people know who they are, and they, oh, I've read your papers, Professor So-and-so, it's wonderful, and that kind of thing. And you're kind of expected to pay that forward to other people in academia, too. You know, like, you're supposed to know what everybody's most recent work is about, and they're supposed to know what yours, and then you all kind of pat each other on the back.
Excellent work in a New England Journal of whatever.
Yeah, yes, it can get like that sometimes.
Sure.
And so I don't know if it's just limited to politicians, but certainly politicians, it's the most dangerous, because we don't get to, we don't get to decide whether we want to be subject to what they want to do to us, you know?
The power
we can ignore academics, but when they team up with government, you know.
The politicians want more and more power. That's why they always want the bigger office. And, you know, I worked as a radio talk show host. I've been doing this for years. And at one point, my station went under. And I had to go get work elsewhere. The space team was supposed to come back, but there's like going to be 2 months worth of employment. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
So I had to decide, what am I going to do here? And I had a real sort of moral quandary. I'm always the kind of guy who would want to work with people, but I didn't want to work with people because I'm famous. I shouldn't be doing this. And I finally decided, this is a place for spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go get a job driving a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know what I got out of it besides, being able to make the mortgage payment. But, I think that pride.
You could say that's important, right?
So I promise I'll start reading this article in the next...
We do have a call on the line. Adrian's waiting patiently, but we'll get to her when we come back. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the number if you want to call us in the last segment of the show coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. 3survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. So glad to have you here with us, but we're in the last segment of this evening's program. So if you want to call us, you better do it quick at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And this is Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we've got a call on the line, Mark. Adrian is listening in Kentucky, and Adrian wants to talk about power. As we were discussing last segment, Adrian, are you with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, on the Free Talk Live Facebook wall, I shared a link to a Daily Mail article on power, and I guess there's a study that's been done that kind of, I wouldn't say proves, but conclusively at least points in the direction that it is actually addictive.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is the same study that Mark had brought in this evening.
Possibly. I don't remember what site that one was from. So
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure the plenty of places reported on it.
Yeah, that's true. But in my personal life, I've found that I think that I was a manager in a call center for a very long time, and as that call center kind of winded down because it was moving to another state, I found that I felt like I was getting kind of power DTs because I knew that my job was ending.
Is delirium tremens right when you come down from alcohol binge or whatever, right?
Yeah. So, and you asked earlier to the audience what their favorite drugs are, and caffeine and marijuana would be mine, but I can't use marijuana anymore, so it makes
sense. I see.
Why? Wait, what kind of job do you have?
Drug testing?
No drug testing. I can actually use it in the, I guess, ingested format, but I'm no good at doing that. I'm no good at actually making, like, I don't know, pot brownies or anything like that. So, but when I smoke marijuana, I get panic attacks and all kinds of anxiety issues. And
Sorry to hear that.
It doesn't seem like it's really worth it then.
Yeah, exactly. Stick with the caffeine. No. Does the caffeine make you anxious?
No, but it does make me kind of go through the roof. Like, it definitely has a stimulant effect, but it doesn't cause a panic response. It just, even a little bit of elation or something, but
gotcha.
And it's very strange with marijuana. Smoking it, I get that panic attack oh my God, I'm going to die feeling, you know, but if I eat a, you know, a pot brownie, it's like it goes the exact opposite way. It's like super relaxed. Very, very strange.
That's interesting.
In my early 20s, that's been a factor.
Yeah. Interesting, Adrian. Well, thanks for sharing your experiences with us. I have to say, I can kind of relate to caffeine. Like, I'm a pretty big caffeine consumer. I know, Mark, you have issues with caffeine as well.
I freak out if I ingest caffeine, too much of it.
Yeah, I've gone overboard with it a few times. Like, there have been just a few weeks in my life. Like, I'm a very busy person, and sometimes I don't get as much sleep as I would like. And so I start relying on caffeine as a crutch, you know, and then I'm drinking more and more of it, and I have to stay up late again and get some work done. And then suddenly, you know, I've drank a lot of caffeine, and it's late at night, and I'm trying to go to sleep, and I am just... my heart is pounding, you know, I'm thinking paranoid thoughts almost.
You're a medical student, and this is something that's often talked about through medical students. So this will happen is they'll get on this caffeine alcohol roller coaster. You know, they'll drink the caffeine
to get
going,
downer.
And they'll drink the alcohol to get to go to bed, and then you know, the next morning it starts all over again, you know, 6 hours later. This is a terrible way to live.
Absolutely, which is why I think many med students suffer from depression and they're unhappy, you know. I saw a documentary that followed these like 10 or 15 Harvard medical school students for like 15 years. And the striking thing about it was that none of them ended up happy. You know, they started off and they seemed pretty happy. You know, a lot of them had relationships and lives and hobbies and stuff like that. And then time goes on, you follow them through med school and they're like, oh, I'm so stressed, I'm going to kill myself. And then they go through residency and they're, oh, I'm so stressed, when am I going to start living my life? Then they get out into the world and, you know, a lot of them didn't practice medicine because they were too stressed out. A lot of them got divorced, you know, had been divorced several times. Some of them, there was one guy who was like an anti-authoritarian and he couldn't get a job because he had long hair and he didn't like to wear suits. So there you go. What does it get you? What is it good for? Absolutely not.
Well, speaking of drugs here, the article I've got says that Powers is addictive as cocaine. This is from telegraph.co.uk. It's written by Dr. Ian Robertson. It says, democracy, the separation of judicial powers and the free press all evolved for essentially one purpose, to reduce the chance of leaders becoming power addicts.
Mm-hmm.
Power changes the brain, triggering increased testosterone in both men and women. Testosterone and one of its byproducts called 3-androstenedol.
Androstenedol.
Okay, thank you. Are addictive largely because they increase dopamine in a part of the brain's reward system called the nucleus accumbens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nucleus accumbens is involved with addiction and dopamine.
Cocaine has effects through this system also, and by hijacking our brain's reward system, it can give short-term extreme pleasure, but leads to long-term addiction. With all that it entails, unfettered power has almost identical effects. But in the light of yesterday's Levinson inquiry, interchanges in London, I don't know what that's regarding exactly, there seem to be less chance of British government ministers becoming addicted to power. Why? Because it appears from the emails released by James Murdoch yesterday that they appeared to be submissive to the all-powerful Murdoch empire. So I guess something to do with the Rupert Murdoch things.
Well, you know, this is interesting because one of the hallmarks of addiction is escalation. And what that means is that you constantly, it starts off and you get a fix and you're satisfied with a certain amount of whatever thing you're addicted to. And then suddenly it gets more and more and more and more. And you need more and more to get that rush and what you're looking for. And so you just build up this tolerance and you constantly crave more. And actually, this is something that Barry Cooper, who was a former drug cop, right, and he has his videos, Never Get Busted. He's said this many times that, you know, when he started out, he wasn't doing this, but eventually in his career, he would actually leave people's handcuffs unlocked.
So they'd try to run.
So they'd try to run, and he would get to chase them down and beat them up.
Absolutely.
I mean, that sounds like a real example of escalation to me.
Bella, here's what the scientist has to say. Too much power, and hence too much dopamine, can disrupt normal cognition and emotion, leading to gross errors in judgment and imperviousness to risk.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention huge egocentricity and lack of empathy for others. I mean, yeah. this just
they don't care about anything else. They have to get that fixed.
Absolutely, to people who are in positions of power, often. I mean, the stereotype. I'm sure there are folks that don't want to be there that are probably less affected by it. But, this is the science is out there. Politics, the power corrupts.
Yes.
Power is addictive.
Yes.
And that nobody is impervious. And yet we continue to hold on to this idea, this model where, I don't know how to describe it, but this monopoly. That's what governments have sort of been throughout time. Since the agrarian revolution, where tribes began to steal other members of other tribes, turn them into slaves, and create this hierarchical system where, people told other people what to do. If not, they'd get the lash or the death penalty or whatever they'd get. We're not that far from this. What has taken the place of the king is now the group. The group can vote on an individual. That individual gets into place. But when incumbents have a 90%+ chance of being reinstated into their office.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me these aren't little kings.
Yeah, I can't tell you that because they are.
Little princes, little dukes, little earls, little governors. And the results are the same.
And imperviousness to risk, right, or whatever, the flaws in judgment. We see this time and time again with the politicians who will do things like, maybe they're really anti-gay, but they're posting pictures of themselves on gay dating websites and stuff like that. Or they are embezzling a lot of money. Who was that mayor that, embezzled all this money from the city? There were lots of them, actually. D.C. mayor, Rhode Island mayors, they all did
that. Out in California, it was terrible what was going on. And Bell, I think it might have been, was the name of the place.
Uh-huh.
But this is what happens because they don't think it's them. They think it's their responsibility to force the rules on other people, but they don't think the rules apply to them. And the evidence is really strong for this. And people that revere the idea of republics and that kind of thing, I mean, we need new technology, new ideas in the area of governance.
Beyond the state. And this is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in this evening. You can always find us on the internets at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you tomorrow night.
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of rocks.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.